Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Matthew and Andrea, and their business is the Fifth Dimension Ascension. And in this practice of learning to meditate, there's a lot of study along the way. So I'd just like to ask you, Andrea, what kind of courses and coaching have you taken to help others move into this space that you've been talking about this morning?
The meditation started when I was 15, largely supported by my stepdad, who is practicing Buddhism. And ascension coaching, I've coached people naturally, myself through my life, in supporting people in their spiritual journey, trying to find home inside of them. And now I'm wanting to, Matt and I, wanting to serve the community, how we've been helped. Courses, you know, there's been some divine feminine, like just some courses along the way. And recently I finished, am certified in quantum healing hypnosis therapy. And I'll let Matt answer what he's taken.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Over to you, Matt. Thanks for sharing, Andrea. Thanks, Kathy. For me, about 12-ish years ago, I just, you know, felt the urge to just go inside and become and connect with something that was just calling me, except I had no idea what it was, and it was kind of crazy because I didn't really have anyone to talk to about it. So I went to like yoga classes, and everyone would be like, hey, it's time for Shavasana and lay down. And I'd be like, well, no, can I like sit up and meditate? And they're like, no, it's kind of not what we do. So I'm like, well, where do we go? Like, where do you go to do this? And this is in Edmonton. And they're like, we don't know. There's no meditation centers that we know of. And I was like, okay. So then I started looking stuff up online. Like, mm-hmm. I probably did over 600 guided ones. Like, I mean, I tried everything and nothing really resonated. And then in 2012, my friend's parents brought an enlightened being from India to Prince George, and he told me, he's like, yo, like, I have an enlightened being. You need to come meditate. And I was like, oh my, like, this is going to be amazing. And so I went there in the morning, and the second that I met him, like, I just knew within a second that he knew everything about my current life, all my past lives, and I had never felt so naked in my entire life. It was so profound. And I sat with him for about a month, and he taught me how to meditate. Ever since then, I have been religiously doing it. And about 6 years ago, that's when I started hosting group meditations with just my friends and family and whoever would be interested. And, you know, it really started picking up about 3 years ago. And that's when I really started doing it with Bali Imports in Kelowna, Vancouver. And, you know, I learned a lot as well performing at Shambhala, the music festival, a couple times. I met a lot of very powerful meditators there. And, so I would say I'm self-taught with no certifications, but I definitely learned a lot from that enlightened being. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Matthew, you say you performed at Shambhala. What were you performing?
I was a hip hop artist.
All right.
Well, I still am, but So that.
How do those two? Do they resonate together?
Absolutely, because.
Yeah. It's a little bit mantra-like to hip hop.
Yeah, and I got into doing hip hop to, I guess, express some of my beliefs on the world that are a little bit more easily digestible through music versus just talking about them, like the extraterrestrial presence, the government conspiracies, you know, just some really deep stuff that, you know, you don't really talk about. But if you rap about it, maybe people will listen to it. So, mm-hmm. and a lot of the spiritual wisdom that I was taught from that enlightened being, I like to share through my music as well.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, question for you about the hypnosis now that you're trained in. What can you expect, or what happens through that process of taking the coverings off?
Well, a typical session looks like getting to know somebody, mm-hmm. Going through usually about one past life, and then moving into the subconscious or the higher self. There is relief with physical issues, right, related to past lives and even in this life, there is emotional healing that takes place. And really, largely, it's somebody really getting in touch with that voice inside themselves. And they can even continue it through meditation practices, because that's actually what I'm, that's why it's quantum, because we're actually talking to their subconscious, their highest self, for their highest good. Mm-hmm. And getting advice from something that knows you so well, mm-hmm. right? And then following that voice and learning mm-hmm. to stay in contact with it is incredibly healing.
What are some hints that we might have that, that there's things that need to be healed from a past life rather than just what we really know about our own present life?
Well, the physical symptoms are really big messages. So some people follow Louise Hay. I think her book was called Heal Yourself. I'm not super familiar with her. I have a list of ailments that are, you know, is happening with your body and generally what that means. But the best part about the healing hypnosis is your subconscious explains to you why you have those issues and your past life as well. So it's, like I say, it's incredibly healing and it gives you so much freedom from things that are lingering in your life and you're not sure why they keep lingering, whether it's physical symptoms or emotional relationship problems. It just really helps bring light to it and helps you move forward. And
so it helps you let go of things that no longer serve you.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. You'd say exactly. Helps you find your purpose too, hey?
And that too. Yeah, well, most people, that's the main question. What is my purpose? Why am
right.
I here?
Dharma.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
that comes up every time.
And do you think we all have a dharma or a purpose on this planet?
100%. 100% I do.
And yeah. Do you feel like you're really finding yours right now?
Oh, my purpose is so clear. And that's through service. I bring love to people. I have such an unconditional way of loving, which is why I'm so passionate about ascension coaching, to really help people be able to face themselves and just love them the whole way. And people can feel it and it alchemizes the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel it.
So our pain can be our greatest gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's the communication of the body and the higher self.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Either of you, what are there books that are just really helpful? I know that it's a practice and you just have to do it more than read about it, but what are some of the good resources you've come along the way?
You know, I really resonate with everything that Peter Maxwell Slattery has put out. He's helped me tremendously with his channelings, the Shiji channelings. Ra's The Law of One teaching. That was really instrumental. What else? Anything Alan Watts is amazing. Rama Dr. Lenz Fredericton, his stuff's incredible. Oh man, I'm trying to think here. Anything Dolores Cannon, mm-hmm. mind life altering, and I'm trying to think. What else, Andrea?
I have 4 kids, so my life has been really busy. Reading books hasn't been much in the cards for me. But I listen to Laura Eisenhower,
yes.
Lori Ladd. She's Canadian. They're channelers, and The Law of One is
yes.
also for me. Dolores Cannon, that's who I'm trained under quantum healing hypnosis therapy. And Abraham Hicks is one of my favorite. Like I am, in my ascension coaching, I am mainly a manifestation coach because that is something I live by big time.
Yeah, I'd like to state one more. Anything Carlos Castaneda. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing material that has really helped me look at my shadow self, as we talked about earlier. You know, mm-hmm. that those are, I feel the first 4 books are like life-altering. So,
mm-hmm. And yeah. combined between Matthew and I, we're a powerhouse. Like, our energy, he's pure joy, I'm pure love. Our energy, when we've sat down and talked to individuals, is life-altering for people. They sit down and they just talk and talk and talk, and at the end we usually get a, I can't believe I just told you all of this, and oh, I feel so much relief, and they're teary, and it just, like I say, it, our energy together alchemizes the pain, and all of our experience with addictions, meditation, supporting people, service in so many different ways is just so impactful in such a positive way. Our vibration together, like apart, we have great vibration. We're high vibrational people, but together we feel our power. Like, it is so incredible. It fills a whole room and really impacts people.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a partnership made in the fifth dimension.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
We're going to have to come to a close, but I'd like you to just reiterate where people can find you for these meditation practices.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Soon we're going to have a YouTube page and a web page. And I'd like to shout out Reflection Wellness Center, Yoga PG, the University, Northern Sports Center, and Visual Universe for doing all of our streaming and graphic stuff.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in this morning and sharing the work and the love you do. And I just wish you all the best in your practices and in building it into a business. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Cass Ingram.